Hello and welcome to the Loop Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Elise Steverman, Director of Marketing at Coeggy. Today we're joined by Coeggy's President, Sean Cotton, and Vice President of Marketing, Ryan Green. Let's get started.
Welcome, Sean and Ryan. Glad to have you back again. Today we're talking about building a rock star marketing team. So it's no secret that we're in the middle of the Great Resignation. Employees are demanding more of their jobs, wanting more work-life balance. That's especially true, I feel like, in the marketing world and in particular the agency world. So then thinking about building up a really strong digital team. Sean, you recently stated that managers and recruiters shouldn't be looking necessarily for rock stars. Could you talk a little bit more about that and how it's worked well for Coeggy?
Sure. Well, Elise, what I meant by that is that a lot of times when companies are in that situation that you're talking about, they're looking for a quick solution. If I can just find this one person that knows everything about digital and they're a rock star, all my problems will be solved. And that's a temporary solution at best, and it's also lacking in a lot of ways. So what my approach has always been is to build the framework that allows for the development and the training of multiple individuals from different backgrounds and with different skill sets that can become a rock star team. And when you do that, that actually attracts other rock stars, if you will. They want to work in that type of environment to where they can add to the team and their skills can be enhanced versus being viewed as that savior, right? That's jumping into a situation. So that's what I mean by stop looking for rock stars.
That's an interesting point of view, because I think when people say that they want to find a rock star, a lot of times they're saying they want to find a generalist. They want to find somebody that can be competent at five or six different things. And generalists are obviously very important to an organization, but for digital marketing, how splintered things have gotten, you need to have a lot of specialists. You need to have people who have a lot of depth and understand analytics and understand automated buying and understand social and influencer and understand how to organize projects and to talk to clients and hold those relationships. That's impossible to find in one person. You want to find a whole rock band, not just a rock star, right? Because the best musicians come when there's five people playing together with different competencies that that flow together a lot better. So it's more about finding that team or the full band than one individual that's going to make that happen, just to kind of continue on that analogy.
Yeah, absolutely. And the facts are is that those generalists and even, you know, those specialists that, you know, have expertise in a certain area, there's fewer of them than there are opportunities. And so if we don't build a system and an environment to where we can create individuals that fill those roles as well, we're always going to be behind the eight ball. You know, so certainly whenever in my company I can attract a very talented individual to our organization, I'm going to do everything I can. But again, I find that it's far more successful to create a company that is always pushing each other to be better. And those talented individuals that, you know, we're always looking for, recognize that and say, I want to be a part of that. I think I can add to that company or that environment.
A lot of times we talk about our organization a lot, you know, using a team, and we talk about like how important the farm team is as well, bringing on you know, having an opportunity to grow talent and to you know, lay the seeds for people to have those opportunities to learn the dynamic things that are needed to really be a good marketer, because marketing has a sweet spot between a qualitative and a quantitative discipline that can understand the spreadsheets and the boardroom. That's really what those rock stars are, but you really got to start with one or the other. and develop those skills that are transferable across different challenges and disciplines. So it's much more of, it's much more like a baseball team, I think, maybe a better way to look at it. Investing in your farm system, investing in veterans as well. The rock star that people are looking for a lot of times are somebody that are in their 30s and 40s. You may also want to look at people that are older than that, that bring a lot of wisdom from a variety of different backgrounds that can also be valuable to a marketing team as well. It's not just the kids out of college. It's not the people in that 7 to 10 year experience, but bringing people from a lot of different disciplines that may have not necessarily been marketers their whole life, but maybe that can still be really good problem solvers and can help us discover new challenges.
I would also add that the word talented is so subjective. It's, mm-hmm. That means a lot of things to different people. And something that I know Kwegi personally cares a lot about is the attitude of the person and the cultural fit. Could you elaborate on that and being able to look at someone and, of course, consider their resume, but more talk about how they exhibit the Kwegi way, which really encompasses a lot about our culture.
Absolutely. I mean, that is the most important thing, as you know. And, the Kwegi way is made up of our attitude, the service that we provide, how we contribute to the culture, and how we approach things. And so, in a nutshell, the attitude is enthusiastic, determination, enjoying being a problem solver. Our approach is being detail-oriented, and accurate. Our service is going above and beyond, making digital heroes. And our culture is one of being positive and showing respect. If an individual exhibits those qualities in the interview process, or we know of individuals that exhibit those qualities, and they have some of the foundational skills around marketing, around data, and so forth, they're going to excel in our organization because we can train all of the specific skill sets. And within the organization today, we have a wide variety of people. Ryan, who's sitting here to my left, as many people may know, if they Google him, started as a professional poker player. But his understanding of both the qualitative and the quantitative aspects of people, as he was mentioned earlier, translated very well into digital marketing. And I'm sitting here with you. You have a theater background, but you also got your MBA in analytics and started with us part-time. And you came up through the organization that way. Our SVP has 20 years of holding group experience. So it's the collection of all these diverse sets of personalities and skill sets, but they have one thing in common, and is that we all buy into the Kwegi way of how we're going to treat each other every day, how we're going to treat our clients, and the expectation of always trying to be the best at what we do.
I was fortunate early in my career to get to spend some time with Brett Wilson, who was the founder of TubeMogul, as a pioneer in ad tech. And the one thing he kind of pulled me aside and said was, "You guys, your culture is special, and that's something that you have to fight for." As you grow and as there's more offices and there is more diversity that comes in, keeping that culture tight and keeping it still with the ethos of who you are as a company is so important. And I think having foundational documents like the Kwegi way, having a standard that we hold ourselves to, and being accountable in performance reviews to that, make sure that everybody in the organization knows that this isn't a fluff piece. It's not something that's on our About Us page that we sweep under the rug and pull out once a year when it's convenient, but it's something that we live and breathe. So that when that does allow us to bring a number of different diverse backgrounds to the table and have everybody know that we're going to hold to that standard. It's really significant, I think, is probably the most important one reason I can think of why we've been successful as an agency, if I could point to one thing at least.
Absolutely. And we hold each other to that standard of not only operating according to the Kwegi way, But as I mentioned earlier, being the best at what we do, always pushing ourselves to be better. And, you know, I heard it expressed during a recent company training. One of our employees says, I know that if I go to one of my teammates, they're going to have the answer for me because I know they put in the work and they've educated themselves, and vice versa. You know, we know that we can count on each other. And so that's just the opposite of that rock star mentality to where you have this siloed information. Mm-hmm. This is the only person that knows SEO, or this is the only person that knows Amazon, right? And they hoard that to increase their own value. It's just the opposite within our company. Yeah. We want to spread that knowledge. We want everybody to continue to raise their level of expertise so we can rely on one another. And it makes our job easier when we do so.
That rock star can become a diva pretty quickly, right? Mm-hmm. And when they do become the one person that holds information, that's a big threat to a company, right? It's a big threat to our agency. So we really value cross-training and really the dissemination of information. That's why we write so much. That's why we are so particular with our process. Because it does need to, for us to be able to scale our clients' businesses, we have to be able to scale our knowledge across our organization.
And it takes an investment of time, it takes an investment of money to create and maintain that type of environment. Yeah. But I would argue that it takes less time and less money than scouring all of the career websites and searching for these individuals that meet these very specific criteria, and then maybe losing them 9 or 10 months later because it wasn't a culture fit, or because they weren't motivated, or they weren't fulfilled. So actually the return on investment of creating this rockstar marketing team environment is much, much higher than looking for those, you know, specific individuals to fill gaps.
And when you hire for competency, which everybody does, but ignore integrity, I think of Warren Buffett said that's the worst combination. If you have somebody that's integral to your organization but lacks integrity, that's a dangerous place to be in. And that's when you put too much emphasis on one individual and not the team and the process and the organization as a whole. That can get people, can get businesses in a lot of trouble.
So then, in thinking about the people who are more generalist versus those who are specialist and kind of siloing information, part of me wonders if that's simply occurring. I mean, sometimes for those who want to maintain greater value, of course, but sometimes it's related to how fast-paced the environment is of the marketing world, mm-hmm. and in particular, the agency world. So then how would you both approach creating more time within an organization to innovate, to share information, to train when you feel like you might be constantly in the rat race of trying to get things done?
Right. Well, we have to consciously create that space for the individuals in our organization. So there needs to be time dedicated to training within an organization. There needs to be processes and guidelines in place as to how we go about our day-to-day so that we can produce what we need to produce, but do so in an efficient manner, in a productive manner, recognizing what's important, what's urgent, and allocate our time in a responsible way. And then the leaders in the organization need to support that. And that they need to empower everyone underneath their management that's okay, right? And to have boundaries in place. Typically, I like to have anywhere from 10 to 20% of my time and everyone else's time in my organization dedicated to innovation in some way. It doesn't mean that they're not working on a project, but the way that they're working on that project is maybe slowing down just a little bit and understanding, is there a better way to do this? Or how could this campaign have performed better? And in that way, you know, they're getting the work done, but we're also innovating and the person's also growing.
You know, as somebody who manages our Center of Excellence for Innovation, I can tell you it works a lot better if it's not set, just like with the Rockstar example, that can't be siloed to one person or one team. Innovation has to be something that's living and breathing for everybody. Now, there does need to be some proactivity to encourage innovation. But what happens if it's siloed into one person or one team is that a lot of times it's a glossy product that has a lot of marketing and, you know, a nice name and a good ring to it, but it doesn't get implemented. It doesn't, really become actualized. So it has to get buy-in from all areas of our organization, and the great idea can come from anywhere. Some of our best ideas came from our campaign assistants who are still in college because they're looking at problems a lot differently. So innovation is one of those things that's in, like, you know, in the non-urgent but really important, especially for agencies. Maybe one of the most important things that we do are to continually innovate small, medium, and large ways, especially with the pace of change that you're talking about. The big upheavals in how we even work have necessitated that the organizations that have been able to quickly and thoughtfully innovate are the ones that are thriving now versus where they were 2 years ago. And I think it's one of the reasons that we're continuing to have growth and success on behalf of our clients.
And over the years, you know, Coegi's been able to be first movers, early adopters in several emerging channels because of that approach. The innovation doesn't live just with me or just with a few leaders within the organization. Through that open communication, the entire company knows that this particular area is something that we want to lean into, that we want to become experts in. And so as a result, you know, we're running CTV campaigns in 2018 at scale, digital out of home, so on and so forth. Now with the cookieless future, you know, putting into practice actual media plans that are utilizing cookies instead of waiting until the hammer drops and we're forced to. But that has to be a directive that everybody understands through the whole organization, that we each play a part in taking that from a concept to an actual execution, you know, in our media plans.
And a lot of times that takes some time to get right. So yeah, the leadership of an organization has to allow for failure. It has to allow for us to fail forward and to learn from those mistakes. It's also easier when you don't have a quarterly earnings report that you can give your teams more time to figure out challenges without always having to be looking at the bottom line and knowing that your quarterly earnings are coming up. So I think the independents have a lot more space to be able to intelligently fail, to be able to be nimble and quick to adapt, and ultimately the product is stronger because of that those conditions in the environments of the independent agencies.
So to wrap up, I'm going to throw a curveball. If you were to describe what a rockstar marketing team looks like in 30 seconds, what would you say, Sean?
So I would say that a rockstar marketing team is always learning, is ambitious and always pushing for better, not resting on their laurels. They love data, you know, digging down into the details of things. And what else would you add?
I would say that everybody needs to be appropriately competitive, but not with each other. They're competitive together to find those challenges, and that everybody is positive. It's positive without being fake, right? Compassionate and understanding and knowing where your place is to some degree too. Knowing where your strengths and weaknesses are, working on both simultaneously, and helping lift all everybody on your team to become better, and lifting people on other teams that you don't interact with, and being giving of your time to understand that we're greater than the sum of our parts. The positivity is really significant, I think, in the locker room, so to speak. To be good leaders for the next generation. One of the phrases I like to use is producing producers. You should judge yourself and your teams not just on the people that you have direct influence on, but the people that they have direct influence on too, to create a lineage that really does truly allow you to scale.
Absolutely. I think that a rockstar marketing team produces just that, a multitude of rock stars, and within your organization, and even as they move on. You know, I've been doing this for quite a while, and fortunate enough to still be working with some of the people that, you know, came underneath my supervision years ago. But there's others, as life changes and as opportunities arise, they've gone on in different places around the country, and to see them as VPs now and directors and brand managers, that's the result of having a strong team. When you see that happen over and over again, because that environment put them in a position to grow.
John, Ryan, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Liz.
Thank you for listening. Kwegi is an industry-leading performance marketing agency based in the Midwest. We've learned a lot since our founding in 2014 and started the Loop Marketing Podcast to share some of our hot takes on marketing trends we're following, best practices we've discovered, and actionable tips for improving your digital strategy. We'll see you next time.